and I'm going to focus my remarks. I want to be clear that all people of color experience racism in both shared ways and specific ways. But for purposes of you and my positions, I'm going to focus on Black people. By every measure, Black people are at the bottom and white people are at the top. And as Ibram Kendi says, there's really only two overall ways to explain that. White people are superior, and that's why we're on the top, or a systemic racism. And then you add segregation. Most white people live segregated lives. And I think the most powerful message of white supremacy, it's that I could live, love, work, play, die in racial segregation with no sense whatsoever that anything of value has been lost. To me, that's the deepest message of all. The absence of any sense that a segregated life, that there's some value missing. In fact, white people, if we're being honest, measure the value of our spaces by the absence of Black people. And I have to say, there are laws in 28 states right now and more being pushed that would guarantee that we stay uneducated, which means that we'll protect this system.